You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
It's time to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Trisha is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater, and she suspects that her husband of 3 years named Cameron might be cheating on her. Trisha, thank you for coming on the show. It's always hard to do this, but, you know, our goal is to really help people out here because it's never fun to think that you might be being cheated on. So, Trisha, what's going on? Why do you think your husband might be cheating?
It actually started with him accusing me of cheating, believe it or not. A month ago, I went out with my friends and came up kind of late, went out for drinks and just the girls. But the next morning, just out of nowhere, Cameron started accusing me of being with another man. He was saying that I was like dressing different, and he thought it was weird that I stayed out late because I never stay out late. And he was like, this is the only explanation. And then he left for two nights.
What?
It was so strange.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was strange. It was really out of the ordinary. I was totally devastated, crying and trying to call him and text him and do whatever I could do to prove that I wasn't cheating on him because I would never.
That sounds to me like, and I don't want to upset you, but obviously you're in this position. That sounds like somebody gaslighting you.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody that's projecting onto you the things that they're actually doing. I've had that happen to me in relationships, and it's confusing until you realize, wait a second, you are doing what you're accusing me of. That's why you're doing that.
Yeah, it was so strange, like such weird behavior. But
and the leaving part though is so unsettling.
Yeah, and he said he went to his brother's house for 2 days.
Okay.
Like when he got back, I apologized. We talked it out. Things started to get better. but I ran into his brother at the grocery store and started explaining myself to him because I didn't want him to think that I was cheating on Cameron. Like I would never.
Yeah.
But he was confused. He said that Cameron never stayed at his house. And Cameron never mentioned anything about cheating. So I was like, okay, so where was he?
Do you have any ideas at all? Like anybody that you might suspect?
He recently got a new job and he's been working different hours. Maybe he met somebody at work. I really don't know. It's such out of the ordinary behavior for him. So I just really don't even know where to start.
So you've never thought he was cheating on you before all of this?
No, no.
And did you bring anything up to him about not staying at his brother's? Did you talk to him about that?
I haven't said anything. I really don't know how to bring it up because I don't want him to blow up at me again.
Jubal is getting triggered.
I am. Big time. Because that also sounds, the fact that you don't want him to blow up at you for bringing up a very valid concern. Like I said, man, I feel bad saying this to you, but it is kind of the truth. Like that is the behavior of somebody who's doing something is you ask them a question that would be perfectly valid in a relationship, right? Hey, why'd you say you're at your brother's, but you're not?
And then they make you feel bad about it.
And then they blow up at you so that you don't ask again.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try to figure it out for you. You already told us what grocery store you guys shop at, so we'll do the usual. Mm-hmm. We'll call them up, pretend to be from the grocery store, and say that every single month we give one rewards card member free flowers delivered from our floral department. We'll see if he sends those flowers to you or to somebody else, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and get your To Catch a Cheater next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
If you're just joining us for To Catch a Cheater, Trisha is on the phone and she thinks that her husband of 3 years named Cameron might be cheating on her. And we're about to call him and pretend to be from the grocery store that they shop at and say that every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. And we'll see if he sends those flowers to Trisha or to somebody else. Trisha, before we call him, refresh everybody's memory. Why do you think he might be cheating on you?
Recently, one night, I went out with my girlfriend, stayed out kind of late, and the next day, my husband just kind of blew up at me. He was accusing me of cheating, saying I was dressing different. We got in a fight. He left and went to his brother's house for a couple of days, and then he got back. We talked it out. Everything got better, but I ran into his brother at the grocery store and kind of started explaining the situation, but he was confused, that he never stayed at his house and that Cameron never mentioned anything about cheating. So I'm trying to figure out where he was when he left for those couple nights.
Are you ready to go? Are you ready for us to call him?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to dial his phone number right now.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jordan calling from. Is this our rewards card member, Cameron?
Yeah, it is, actually.
I'm calling to let you know. Congratulations, you're this month's big winner.
You're welcome. For what?
You're this month's winner of the flowers.
Oh, the flowers. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Every single month, we choose one rewards card member at random to say thank you very much for shopping with us. And you just won 36 long stem red roses, a box of chocolates, and a card to be delivered to anybody that you want in the entire United States.
That's pretty cool. I thought this was a scam at first, but that sounds pretty good.
Definitely not a scam. It is all free. You'll get confirmations all over the place. It's just our way of saying thank you very much for shopping.
Cool. How do I, what next? How do I get them?
I can take the information over the phone in a matter of minutes. If you don't know who you'd like to send them to just yet, I can set up a time to call you back. Maybe you want to think about it.
No, I can give you the information over the phone.
Oh, great. Let's start with the, I'll just need the first and the last name.
Cool. So, can you address it to Natasha?
You said that was Natasha?
Yeah.
Okay, Natasha. Is there anything you want to put on a note?
Yeah. Can you just say to Nat XOXO Cameron?
Okay. Yes, I can do that. Oh, you know what? I do have one question.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, but it's not for you. It's for your wife, Trisha. Trisha, do you know a Natasha?
No. Ooh. No, I don't. Ooh. Who is Natasha, Cam?
Cameron, this is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. We do a segment called To Catch a Cheater. And who's Natasha?
What? Wait, radio? Jubal? What? What? Why are you calling me about, like, my personal business? What the hell is going on? Trisha, why did you... What did you do? What the heck?
What did I do?
My privacy.
Invasion.
Yeah, honestly, is Natasha?
Inappropriate, embarrassing. Why would you contact... Is this like a radio?
Keep your eye on the prize, Trisha.
So, hi, Cameron. I'm Nina. Again, who's Natasha?
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I have any obligation to tell you or anybody about
Natasha. Well, I think you should tell your wife.
It's really none of your business. I really don't feel like having this conversation right now at all. Like, not even...
Of course you don't.
So,
Who's Natasha?
Yeah, who's Natasha,
you know
Cam?
What? Honestly, if you really want to know, Natasha is a girl... I was at the coffee shop that I go to every day.
Oh.
And honestly, Trisha, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you called the radio show, so you clearly wanted to know and you wanted to be public. So, you know, I've been talking to her for months, and it wasn't physical until about a month ago when, you know, I left. I accused you of cheating, and then I left, and I said I went to my brother's, but I did. I felt guilty. I'm sorry. I felt guilty. I had to leave. I really wanted to see what I was building with Natasha. She was really great. She is really great.
What is happening? What?
Really good time with her. And I, you know what? I really don't know what else to tell you. I don't know what I want. I don't know what I'm going for ultimately, but I'm doing what I'm doing. So, you know, I honestly can't believe you called a whole radio show to do this, you know, publicly.
Are you kidding me right now? I am nauseated. I am so nauseated at the fact that you blamed me and when you were cheating. We're married. Like, we have a home. How could you do this to me? I'm sorry.
You're Trisha, sorry?
You're sorry.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't. What do you want me to say? I don't have an excuse. I feel bad.
God,
but this
you
is,
sound
this is
like such
is.
A blubbering idiot right now. I don't know. Why did you have to go out and somebody else? Why couldn't you just talk to me? What is going on? What is it that I did?
What would you want me to tell you that I don't know what I want and I want to go out and explore other opportunities? Like, what do you, I don't know how you'd want me to bring
when
that
did,
up.
Why did you put a ring on my finger if you didn't know what you wanted?
I thought I knew what I wanted, but then sometimes things happen, come on, stop, why you gotta be like this over the face? Oh my jeez, you're always like this.
No, I'm not, you are. You know what, just pack your come home, pack your and leave. I don't ever want to see your face again,
honestly. You know what, forever, I'm done with
whoa.
This conversation.
What? Bye. Damn.
Whoa.
What?
And he's gone. He hung up.
Wow. That's how Dang. You treat your wife?
That's not how you should treat your wife. Trisha, I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, Trisha, I'm fuming for you. I'm so sorry.
I don't even know what I'm just so like, oh my God.
It's kind of feel like a totally different person.
I don't know who that. I'm sorry. I don't know who that was on the phone.
It's good that you found out so that you can move on and start healing, you know, but don't like stick to it.
He's gone. He's out. Like I don't stand for that kind of.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No. And you should, and you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst part about all of this is that he just tried to put all of his on you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so shocked. I'm shocked. I just never expected this kind of behavior out of him. This is just not the Cam that I know. Like, who is this girl? What has she been doing to him?
And I know it doesn't even help right now. It will be better though. Soon you'll move on and you'll find someone who will respect you like you should be respected.
And okay? You know, it's not even about the girl either. This is a Cam thing. This has been a Cam thing and it's just coming out now.
Yeah. I guess so.
Wait, Tisha, why don't you just hang on for a second and we'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll talk to you up there. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.